is Yuma Daf Tezayin. And today we're going to talk about something related to the top line of the Gemara, where the Gemara discusses that the Beis Hamokad on the north side of the Azara had four different rooms in it. Each one served a different purpose. And one of the rooms, the northeastern room, was the place where they put the broken stones of the Mizbeach. Ba Gunzu Beis Chashmonai. The Chashmonai, after they defeated the Yavanim in the Hanukkah story, that's where they put, were gonazed, like the word geniza, right, like what we call, we put all the Dvarim Shebekdusha, we bury it, so that's where they put the Avne Mizbeach Sheshiksu Malchi Ovdei Kochavim. The Yavanim had been metame certain stones in the, of the Mizbeach, and they had to remove them in order to replace them. So what they do, Sheshiksu, how they get them off? So they must have just broken them off and put them away in order to fix them. This is what the Beis Yosef says also. He quotes this in a totally different context in Yaredeya, where he just says this beferish, that the Argamar doesn't say. Argamar just says that the Yevanim had been metame these stones, and that's where they were kept. But if you look in the Beis Yosef in Yaredeya, in the end of Siman Reish Ayin Vav, in the Sugyas, those are halachas of Sefer Torah. The context of the Beis Yosef there is a very difficult shayla, and that is if a sofer messes up in writing Shem Hashem. So how does he fix it? How does he fix it? Because if you erase a little bit of the Shem Hashem, you're not allowed to erase the Shem Hashem. So what happens if there's a name of Hashem there and then somehow the ink spreads so it doesn't look like Shem Hashem anymore? If you erase it, so what exactly you do is complicated. Was it written originally well and then it, you know, got changed, or it wasn't written originally well? But in that context, he talks about erasing in order to fix. And he brings a mashal here of breaking off the Mizbeach in order to fix it. And he says, is that comparable? So that's what he says towards the end of the Reish Ayin Vav, in that context. V'leka lememar, d'chol mechika shehi l'tikun sharya. Don't tell me that all erasing with the goal of fixing is mutter. And you can always say, as long as your kavan is good, then you're allowed to erase. Don't say that. T'hanotates evan me'am Mizbeach. Because after all, if you break off a piece of the Mizbeach, lo machayev el bosa derech hashchasa, you only are chayev, we'll get to what the Yisur is by the Shem soon, if you do it in a destructive manner. Avalim nifkama, if the Mizbeach was somehow, you know, damaged, shetzorach lesakein acheres bimkoma, they have to fix it and put another in its place, shari it's mutter. How do you know that? Shekin matzidu b'dei chashmonoi, shenitzu Mizbeach shebana ezra the chashmonoim. They broke off a piece of the Mizbeach that Ezra had built, Mibresha Timuhu Yevanim Kiddeisa B'Yoma, as it says here in Meseches Yoma. If you look on the bottom, he points out, it doesn't say that Beferish in Meseches Yoma. Right? It doesn't say that. What does it say here? It says that the room that they kept the stones were here. But that's how the Beis Yosef understands. How did they get the stones there? It doesn't say that the Yevanim broke them. It says the Yevanim made them disgusting. Shiksum. For the word sheket, so it must be that they had broken them off. But either way, so there's the Beis Yosef. So you might say from there that so too erasing any name of Hashem where you want to fix it is going to be the same. So maybe you should compare. So the Gemara says, so the Beis Yosef says, no, Hasam, shiny. In the case of the Mizbeach, it's different. De'ef shalonu b'lo Mizbeach. Because after all, there's no choice. You can't not have a Mizbeach. And you can't build a Mizbeach anywhere else in the Beis HaMikdash. Because we know the Mizbeach's spot is exact. Kedisa B'Yoma, as is described in Yoma and the Rambam and Hilchot Beis HaBechira in the second parak. But you know what you can do here? You can just replace the whole column. You can just take out this cloth and put in a different cloth. So don't tell me that it's going to be the same exact thing as that. So it was Derech Agav, it was brought up there, but we see how he understands our Gemara. V'chein hara harambam b'tshuva al yiriyash v'eskalkel, the Rambam says, if you have a problem, you could just remove it. But there, that's where the Beis Yosef in Yaredeya quotes this concept of breaking off a piece in order to fix it. So we're going to talk about that relating halacha l'maisa in terms of the Beis HaMikdash, and specifically in terms of a shul. Breaking something in a shul. Is that going to be usur? There, again, are a lot of lamaisa tshuvas related to this. We will relate to some of them, but again, there's a lot more here. Expanding shuls, changing configurations in shuls. You know, it's not so simple, because different parts of shuls have different levels of kedusha. The Ezra's Kvarim, the Ezra's Nashim, something used for catering. What if you want to just refigure and change part of the shul into a catering place? That So it's not so simple. But either way, let's do background. Background. So the Torah tells us in Parshas Re'eh, at the beginning of Re'eh, that one has to destroy all the places of Avodah Zarah. Says the Torah, Perek Yud Beis, Eila Chukim Mishpatim, Asher Tishbrun La'asos. When you go to Eretz Yisrael, destroy all the places that the Goyim are worshipping. Their gods. Al Haharim Haramim, on the tall mountains, Valakvos, Betachas, Gleis Ranam. Vinitatim is Mizvachosam. Destroy their altars. Vishibartim Asmatsevosam. And smash their matsevos, their stands that they worship. Asherianthus from Baish, and their Avodazar trees you have to burn. Just destroy them. Next pasuk, lo sasud kein l'Hashem elokeichem, but don't do that to God. Don't do that to God. Destroy all the makamos of avodah zarah. Don't do that to Hashem. What does that mean? How do you break Hashem? Can't break Hashem. So that's what Chazal understand based on this. Don't do that to Hashem. Says Rashi, quoting the second shot, davar acher. That's the one for us. V'ditatem is v'chosam ibatem eshmam lo sasud kein ashara l'mochik es Hashem. This is a warning to erasing God's name. Erase the Avodah Zarah's name, but not God's name. Or to break off a stone from our Mizbeach or from the Azarah. Right? Don't do that. And then Rashi, just because it's here, it's one of the most beautiful Rashis, but once it's here, it's not our topic, but let's read it. Amar Rabbi Yishmael, v'chisala da'itachashi, so notes it as a Mizbeach. Who's going to break off a piece of the Mizbeach? What kind of warning is this? You have to tell B'nai Yisrael, don't break the Mizbeach? Of course, who's going to break the Mizbeach? Which Jew? Ela shalotasu kima'aseihem v'yigrimu avonoseichem l'mikdash avoseichem sheyicharev. Don't sin, which would then cause the enemies to break the Mizbeach. That's also, we have a chelik in that problem. Don't break the Mizbeach. Don't keep doing averis. Because if you do averis, then the Mizbeach, based on this, is going to be destroyed. And you're going to be partly responsible for breaking the Mizbeach. So again, that's a beautiful drush. That's not included in the Mamash the Yisr. But that's an important Rashi. So anyway, so this is the Pasuk. The Rashi quotes the Sifri. And we pass it this way. The Rambam tells us in two places. The Rambam tells us in Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah. Yisodiyah Torah, that's pretty early in the Mishnah Torah. Hilchos Yisodiyah Torah, the Rambam says, Hasoser Eben Achas. If somebody breaks even one stone in a destructive manner, from the Mizbeach, or from the Hechal, or from anywhere else in the Azara, one gets Malkus. So it's an Isidaraisa. If somebody burns Hektish wood stam for themselves, Derech Hashchasa, Loke one gets Malchus. The Rambam says this in Yisodiyah Torah, and the Rambam says this in Hilchos Beis Abchira. In the first parak, the Rambam says, "Hanotif Eben Achas Ben Mizbeach O Mikol HaHechal O Mibein Olam LaMizbeach Derech Hashchasa Loke." Any type of destructive act in the Beis Hamikdash that destroys part of the Beis Hamikdash, one gets Malchus for. And it's a Lo Saseh. The Rambam passes it this way in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. Lo Saseh Samachay. Let's read the Lashon because it's going to be important for something in a few minutes. The Rambam's Lashon is, Shehiz Hiranu Minitutz Uma'abed Bate Avodas Hakel Yis'aleh. It's an Isser of destroying any portion of houses of worship of Hashem. Bate avodos hakel yisaleh. Uma'abed sifrei nevua, umilamchok hashemos adechbadim adom lozeh. And included in that is destroying a Torah, Rachman al-Islam, and sifrei neviim, v'chulu. V'chom isha avar al-davar zeh, kagot sheyaros shum davar, menahechal amizbeach v'adom lohem, harei zeh loke. Good. So is this Lamaisa today? Is this Isser? So, first let's take, we don't have a Beis HaMikdash. We do have a Kotel though. We do have a Kotel. If you look in the Chashuk Yechemet here, discusses the following case. He says, Maisa b'menahel Beit Malon, me ha'gdolim sheba'olam. There was a story about a menahel in one of the largest hotel industries and chains in the world. And his wife got very sick. And the Baal Shema, the husband, heard that if you put a little stone from the Kotel underneath the pillow of the chole, it'll be nisim v'niflos. Nisim and Niflos, miracles. So Yanichu Tarim Rashos Shalachola Eben Ktanim Yavni Akotel He Tavri. So he had some friends in Israel. Doesn't sound like he was in Israel. He had some friends in Israel, and he called them and says, "Can you do me a favor? Can you get me a piece of the Kotel? Give me a piece of the Kotel, and send it to me." His friends did it, Rachmana Litzlan. Right? They went privately somehow, and they took it, and they put it under her pillow. She was niftara, and terrible tsaris shonos umeshunos starting coming onto the family of the Menahel. Terrible things. And the question they called Rav Zilberstein is, how do we do tshuva for this? How do we do tshuva for this? So he says, first of all, you have to know what you did wrong. So he said, three averas they did. Number one is our avera, breaking a piece of the Beis HaMikdash. Even though it says only the Azara and the Mizbeach, but still, and the Kotel is an outer wall of Har HaBayis, still there's definitely extension of that, as we'll see soon. We'll talk about shul soon. It's no worse than a shul. No worse than a shul's. Imkein, Stiras HaEven Me'akosel, Yishbo Me'in Stiras Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, that is number one Avir. Number two, stealing. Stealing. Iser Gzela. The walls of the Azara and Har HaBayis. The walls of the Beis HaMikdash were made from the money of the Shi'ar Elishka, right? We just had that in Shkolim a couple weeks ago. Leftover money that was collected, the Shi'ar Elishka. And the Kotel is Michomas HaBayis Veim Kaspei Tzibur. So you stole from the public. Kaspei Tzibur. And especially if Prat did, and you want to say, oh, it's not used as a Beis HaMikdash anymore? No. It's used as the Kotel. And people daven there from all over. Vastira Asura. Vuhu Maisatitus. Sheach Rav Beis HaMikdash. You broke the Beis HaMikdash on purpose. Number two. And number three, there's an Isser. We had a shiur about this months ago, last year sometime. The Isser of trying to heal yourself through Divrei Torah. Right, without using medicine and other means, using Divrei Torah. Asur lehisrapos b'Divrei Torah, the Shulchan Aruch quotes that. And it's a zilzal. So those are the three averas that were done. So he talks about how could you, he quotes a Maram al Shakar, that anyone who is mezalzal in any mitzvah, or any avera, leads to peranis. So what do you do? So he quotes the idea of, first of all, doing things for the tzibur, being mechabed Beis HaMikdash in any way, obviously returning the item, and the Kotel people will have to figure out whether it can be put back or buried, write a Sefer Torah, write all different types of suggestions that are given. That's in the Chashukei Chemer. Same discussion is had in the Tshuvas Shaarei Tzion. Tshuvas Shaarei Tzion is the Tshuvas of the Rav of the Kotel. The Tshuvas of the Rav of the Kotel, he has a beautiful Sefer of Shmuel Rabinovitz. So in one of his Tshuvas there, he talks about this other, not for a cholet. He talks about, people want a take home from the Kotel. Litzari ba'achrona bo elay anashim shesipruli sheyit, this is Simon Zion. Habom lekotel umenatkim me'avnei hakotel v'notam lebeisam kiskula lahatzlacha v'chadome. It's a skula for hatzlacha. He says, "Sheish persona malos, right? Im alos yulam rosim chasi. Oh, I should just not paint a wall in my an amma by my door. I have a much better way to remember Yerushalayim in the Beis HaMikdash. I'll take a piece of the Kotel and have it out. Umano anoshim. They do this terrible. So he goes through what are they? They're assuring. They're violating the Isra Meila, benefiting from the Beis HaMikdash. They're the Isra of, as we just said, of taking it for los asun ken l'shem alokeichem." And he goes through, he says, and there's a Gemara in some people might be thinking about the Rashi in Megillah Chavtes. There was a shul in Naharda in Bavel called the Shaf V'Yosef Shul. What does that mean? A shul that they took stuff from the Eretz Yisrael and they're going to bring it back when they go. They took it when they went to Galus. That was dirt from Eretz Yisrael that they took. That wasn't anything to do with the Beis HaMikdash. That was Avanim V'Afar. So again, that's a question. But again, the minog for a purpose. There are those that also have the minog that certain chevra kaddishas and chutz laretz have some dirt from Eretz Yisrael, and they bury the niftar with some dirt they pour in right as they bury. So again, that's a tzarech, one might call it. It's a skula, but that's dirt of Eretz Yisrael. That's not the Beis HaMikdash. It's not the Beis HaMikdash. Chas v'shalom lomar d'hayizem yavni azaras. That wasn't. He says the Beis HaMikdash was still functioning at that time when the Yechaniah went into Galus. So he says one has to make sure that if anybody violates this, it's known that it's an Isser and you have to return it and it shouldn't be done v'chulu. So that's all step one of the Avera. That was Beis HaMikdash. That's really what, that's step one. But now let's extend about a shul. Does the same Isser apply to a shul, breaking part of a shul? Would that apply? So the Prima Gadim has the Safek. But again, the issue might be whether Kedushas Beis HaKnesses is a Kedusha D'Araisa or not. We know the Beis HaMikdash obviously has a Kedusha D'Araisa, or Mikdashi Tiro. We know that the Beis HaKnesses is patterned after a Beis HaMikdash, right? Based on the Pasuk in Yechezkel, it's a Mikdash Ma'at. So what does that mean, a Mikdash Ma'at? Is that a Durabanan or is that a D'Araisa? So maybe if the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is D'Araisa, so then when one has the Shaila, like we said before, breaking down a wall of a shul in order to change the configuration, you're doing it with the best purposes. But it doesn't matter. It could be usser. We'll have to talk about that. Right? It could be a problem. So is the issue, if it's Durabanan, you have much more flexibility. So maybe that's a machlokas we've shown in the Yireim. Reb Elazar Metz holds that Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is Daraisa. Most Rishonim seem to hold that it's Durabanan. The Aruch HaShulchan in Kufnun Gimel Dalet seems to say that the Rambam holds it's Durabanan. The Ramban, this is a discussion in Meseches Megillah. The Ramban in Meseches Megillah on Daf Chafhei says that a shul has the status of tashbishe mitzvah, like a lulav or a sukkah or a shofar. That's the Ramban Beferish. Mash bevadai to Beis HaKnesses kedusha yeshbo. Says the Ramban, a shul has kedusha. I just don't know what type of kedusha, because after all, the Mishnah is there talk about a shul could be sold for a certain sarech as long as it's going up and not going down. You have the whole order there. Selling a shul, selling a sefer Torah, selling Torah Nevi'im Ksuvim. So the Rabban says, the Yesh Liyashi Velomar, the Beis HaKnesses, Asu Oso, Kitashmishe Mitzvah, Lulav Visukka, the Hein Atzman, Avo Pishin is Drakin Lacherzman, Bisman Mitzvah, Yesh Behem Kedusha Shel Kavod. While a lulav, a shofar is being used, you have to treat it properly. An esrog, tashbishe mitzvah, not tashbishe kedusha. Tashbishe kedusha is a Torah, is a mezuzah, tefillin, right? So that has kedusha forever, permanently. Even if you finish using them, you can't use them for anything else. But a shul, he says, is like a lulav sukkah. Lefichach, beis haknesesh, kol zman shebneo yirot simbol mitzvahs and lulav. As long as it's in use, nogin b'kedusha v'yafilu b'churbano, even after it's desolate. Shadayin lo avar zman mitzvaso. It's still a shul. V'roil l'shapetzo sevel levnoso, and you should rebuild it. Aval anim l'chul l'machro, but if they decided to sell it, kvar avar zman mitzvaso, then it's like the sukkah after sukkahs. V'nifka kedusha minei. V'yein safek. T'mechir ezu amur beis haknesses b'chol makom, eina ela b'sheish lem beis haknesses acheres. That's a separate gemara in Baba Basra. You're not allowed to sell a shul unless you have another shul. But that's the Ramban. The Ramban says it has the status of tashbishe mitzvah. And the Ramban, and the Ran quotes this Ramban, his great grand Rebbe. He quotes him in the beginning of the third parak of Megillah, and he says, the Kedusha's Durabanan. Kedusha's beis haknesses is a Kedusha Durabanan. That's what the Ran says b'fair. So it's a machloka. So maybe one might say that it's related. If you look in the Sefer Mikdash Ma'at, Sefer, all about Kedusha's Halacha, the Beis HaKnesses, he says you don't have to say the two things are linked. This is beautiful. He says, even if you say the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is Daraisa, that doesn't mean that destroying a Beis HaKnesses is Daraisa. That Isser of destroying a Beis HaKnesses might only apply to the Beis HaMikdash. One direction. And he says the opposite too. Even if you say the Kedusha's Beis HaKnesses is only Durabanan, the Isser of destroying it might be Daraisa. Because once the Rabbanan made this into a Makom Kadosh, even if technically it is Durabanan, he says, if you look in the Dibre Chayim, the Sanzer Rav, he says, he quotes that Svara, La'achar shechazal kidshuha b'kedusha, harihu makam kadosh, v'yahoris makam kodesh, over alasu sasam kein l'shem l'keichem. And where is this? It's not in the Mishnah Torah. It's in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. It's not even Beferish in the Sefer HaMitzvahs. I mean, we saw before, the Rambam says, if you destroy Bate Avodas Hakel, but then he clarifies that, so to speak, and says, Heichal Mizbeach V'chulu. But if you look in the Minyan HaKatzar, right before Sefer Mada, we know the Rambam has the Sefer Mitzvahs, but it's called the Minyan HaKatzar. It's the one line per mitzvah. So there in the Minyan HaKatzar, in Lo Sasei Samachei, that's where the Rambam says it Beferish. The Rambam says it Beferish. The Rambam says, let me just, Samachei, Shelo La'abe Beis HaMikdash, O Bate Knesios, O Bate Midrashos. Says the Beferish included in the Isser Daraisa. So some Achronim say he didn't repeat this in Mishnah Torah. He didn't repeat it in Mishnah Torah. So maybe he says it in Sefer HaMitzvahs because maybe he was Chozer Bo, maybe he just wanted to say it as a Kiyum. But either way, the Rambam says Beferish at least in one place. In one place that the breaking a shul or any part of a shul would be included in the Isser Daraisa. The question is, so nobody's going out around breaking shuls. What about if you have a need? You have a tzarech. What if you have a tzarech? So that's, if you've been dying in the Rambam says, only derech hashchasa. The Rambam says that only it's stam destructive. Right? The Gemara in Baba Basra, in the first parak, talks about Baba ben Buta. Right? One of the great Tanoim advised Herdis to revamp the Beis HaMikdash, to try to do tshuva. He killed all of the tzaddikim except for one. So he went to Bava Ben Huta and said, how do I do tshuva for this? I killed everybody. He's like, well, maybe you can start fixing up the Beis HaMikdash. So he had to break some of the Beis HaMikdash in order to fix it up. So maybe that's a makar. Letzarech is mutter. And the Rama quotes this. The Rama quotes this in Kufnun Beis, in Hilchos Beis HaKnesses. The Rama says, Aser listar davar mi Beis HaKnesses, elem kein osa almanas livnos. You're only allowed to break part of a Beis HaKnesses if you're doing it almanas to rebuild it. So there is a major machlokes haposkim on this Rama. If you look in the Taz is in the earlier simon, Kufnun Aleph, the Taz says, it only means in the same exact spot. Like you're breaking down a wall in order to rebuild the wall. The wall is dilapidated. But any stam tikkun, you can't. Stam tikkun, you can't. So the Rama says, let's say, not the Taz. The Taz says, there's a minog that somebody davens in front of a wall, let's say by the Mizrach wall, and they're going to chisel out part of the wall in order to stick in a piece of wood to be a shtender. That's what the Taz describes. You're going to break some of the wall in order to put a shtender there. Says the Taz, says it's usser. Why? Because you're not doing it to rebuild it. Okay, you're doing it for a constructive purpose, but you're doing it to rebuild it. That's not allowed. The Taz says you're not allowed to do that. That's the Taz. Most Achronim argue with the Taz. The Elio Rab and others, the Mishnah Berurah quotes, that Achronim argue. No, even any constructive purpose. The Mishnah Berurah quotes here. Va'osan shemadabkin daf bekosel beis hamedrash. What we were just talking about. Va'osim guma bekosel. You make a hole in the wall, shiuchal hachzik sham al yidei eitz, to hold up the piece of wood. Right? Rabin Mechor, Mekilim Azeh, many are Mako. That's a Tzorach. Delo kahataz, the Mishnah Berurah says. Not like the Taz. The Taz says it has to be Dafka Livnoso B'makom. And the Elil Rabin, others say, no, general Tzorachim are needed. So there are a number of questions they ask on the Taz. We know there's an Isser of Baltashchus. Baltashchus, generally, not allowed to cut down trees, you're not allowed to destroy anything that you could get Hanah from. And the Poskim say, if there's a Tzorach there, it's Mutter. Right, we're very flexible if there's a tzarech. The Rush says, tzarech makomo. If there's a tree in the middle of somewhere and you want to build a house there. So if it's not a fruit tree, fine. Even if it is a fruit tree, the best is to replant it somewhere else. Right? Halachas of gardeners and moving trees. There's spooky stuff when it comes to fruit trees. There's a lot of, one of my rebbeim, once told me he paskins everything in the world. I don't paskin trees. I don't paskin trees. There's this spooky idea. So generally, it should always try to be moved or done by a guy. But we paskin me'ikra din al pi nigla, al pi halacha, that it's mutter l'tzarech. So why does the Taz say here it's not mutter l'tzarech? So again, in the Mikdash Ma'at, he says, there's a difference. Because the Isra of Baltashkis is on the Gavra, really. I shouldn't destroy. So if it's tikkun, then it's fine. The Isra of breaking Beis HaKnesses, it's a din in the shul. It's not a din in the Gavra. So it's a din in the makom. So even if it's l'tzarech, if the makom is being damaged, maybe you can't do it. There can be differences in terms of the definition of the iser. Okay, but that's the shita of the Taz. There are other rayas for and against the Taz, but generally the minhag olam is against the Taz, like the achronim, that generally l'tzarech would be mutter. But again, there are many discussions. Could you break down a wall of v'shul, the Avnei Nezer and the others talk about to make a window in order for the women to be able to see in? You built an Ezra's Nashim. There's a big discussion in the Achronim. You built a women's section and you want the women to be able to see in or to hear. So you break a wall in the men's section. So that's breaking. According to the Taz, that's Usser. According to the Taz, you're just breaking for a Tzorech, that's Usser. But according to the other poskim, is that considered a Tzorech for the Beis HaKnesses? Right? What's the status of the Ezra's Nashim? There's many different shailas that come up. But again, we spoke about some of the basic ideas of Stiras Beis HaKnesses. Okay, we'll stop here.